In response to the lockdown in clinical, our London hospitals, we decided to close our two branches, which is our Merton and Hammersmith hospitals, and relocate all of our staff and resources to our 24-hour Victoria hospital. And this was a way that we could limit exposure for our staff having to travel in, and to cope with the emergency work that we've been doing all from one site.
Have you experienced a major increase in the amount of cases you're having to deal with?
We have just recently started to see an increase in the number of people trying to access our services, mainly people that are now in receipt of a universal credit or some other benefit. So we have seen a slight increase in inquiries. In terms of workload, initially when lockdown first started, I think everybody was heeding the lockdown advice and were, you know, using our remote consultations and speaking to vets, and we were delivering medication. But now conditions have started to get a little bit worse, and we are now having to see them in the hospital. So we are definitely now getting busier. We expect our client base to increase off of the back of Corona, definitely.
So do you have a time plan of when you might reopen Hammersmith or Merton?
We are just currently in the planning stages of reopening the two branches. As I said, currently all of our staff are still working either from home or out of our Victoria hospital. So we are having to be quite careful in what resources we take away from Victoria in order to open up the Merton and Hammersmith hospitals. Initial plans will be to open up a small clinic and some operations to be done from the branches and dispensary collections. And we will do it in a phased response. So over the next few months, we will be gradually increasing the services. But when we do reopen, it will be a very limited service to start with, because our staff will still have to be covering emergency shifts at our Victoria Hospital.
What sort of financial impact has there been, and what sort of appeals are you running?
So we do have our emergency appeal, which people can donate to via our website. That is the main appeal that we've done. We've also tried to do lots of virtual fundraising. So our fundraising team have done lots of virtual quizzes, and we also had a very successful rescue run launch, which we'd planned to do later in the year, but we brought that forward. And this enabled people to run a marathon throughout May, and any money that they raised during this time would go towards the pets. And that was a hugely successful appeal. We actually increased the number of applicants that we were able to accept. I think we doubled the amount that we could. So our fundraising team have been working really, really hard, and we've also had a lot of people wanting to donate to us through the hospital. So I certainly know opening posts, we've had lots of checks and people sort of ad hoc dropping money into the hospitals.
So I know you do a lot of work with schools and stuff. Is there anything that you're planning to do? I assume that's mostly bottomed out. Is there anything you're planning to do in the future with that?
Well, actually, our education team have pretty much gone virtual. So they are holding a lot of virtual talks. So obviously not with schools, but with lots of scout groups and other means of being able to access children education wise. So yeah, no, our education team probably are as busy as they have been. They've just changed the medium in which they're doing their talks.
Is there anything else you'd like to say? I think that I've asked everything I wanted to ask.
I mean, I don't know if it's worth talking about our remote consultations that we've started doing. So just to give you a little bit of background, initially all consultations would be face-to-face. And so when lockdown happened, we've basically moved over to a digital model. So now all of our vets are consulting remotely via the phone or via video link. And that's same with our nurses as well.
How is that compared to the in-person ones? Does it feel different? What sort of restrictions are there?
I think there's pros and cons to it. The pros are we don't now have to have animals coming in and becoming stressed to be seen. It also means that our vets are able to work from home and be able to potentially see more patients. Obviously, the downside is we don't have that physical contact with the animals. So those that, you know, need to be admitted into hospital or who are very, very poorly, still do need to come in for that face-to-face appointment. Limitations, our governing body, the Royal Vet College, before Corona, we weren't allowed to prescribe any medication to animals that we'd not seen in the last year. They've relaxed those restrictions, so our vets are now able to prescribe medication without physically seeing the animal in the last year. Those rules probably will go back into place at some point, but I think there's a real turning point within the veterinary industry of moving more online and digital consulting moving forward.
So what's the benchmark for somebody being able to apply for help from the Blue Cross?
So in order to be eligible for our services, we ask you to go online. So we have an online registration platform now, which again, we launched during Corona. It was something we were planning to do later in the year, but we brought that forward. People need to be in receipt of a means-tested benefit, and they need to be within a catchment area of one of our hospitals or pet care clinics. So the best place to go is onto our website, which is www.bluecross.org.uk, and check if you've got a Blue Cross service, whether that be a main hospital or one of our pet care clinics in your local area.
Well, thank you very much for speaking.